we're going to be joined now by Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy, who was up late last night covering it all. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
All right, let's talk first about the governor's race. He wanted to win Erie County. He won Erie County, but it looks like he lost all of the rest of Western New York. And he had a 13-point victory across the state, large for sure, but maybe not as large as predicted. When you look at all those numbers, what do you make of it?
Well, you're exactly right, Jay. 13%, solid, impressive victory. I just don't think it's the kind of numbers that Governor Cuomo really wanted, and I think he has to be disappointed that he won only Erie County in Western New York, and pretty much the same results as he had the last time against Carl Palladino. He won Erie County. He didn't win it huge, but it was a solid win for him, and that's what he really wanted. So all in all, he's come out pretty well on this, but not as well as he would have liked to.
He is not the only story on an active election night. Of course, a lot of area assembly members went unopposed going back to Albany. A little different story in that 143rd district where Dennis Gabrizak did not run. Angela Wozniak, a 27-year-old Republican, takes that seat. Your thoughts?
Jay, the Republicans have felt really good about this seat all along. And to think that a Republican was able to win in such solid Democratic turf is a real feather in their cap, because this is the seat that was held by Dennis Gorski, who later became county executive, the same seat held by Paul Tokas, who later became majority leader of the assembly. This is a huge setback for the Democrats. They got caught up in a lot of different things of their own and internal battles and internal efforts that revolved around the resignation of Dennis Gabrizak last January. And the Republicans came up with the best candidate they could. Dems didn't, and Republicans won. That's how it works sometimes.
The Democrats appear to have won, at least in that 60th state Senate district, a three-way race. Like I said, appears to have won. I mean, Mark Panopinto is claiming victory. Of course, this has been a story that you've been following all along. What about it? What are you seeing inside that race?
Well, I'm pretty sure that these results will probably stand, but it is a major victory for the Democrats in this instance, because a lot of polls were showing Mark Panopinto fading over the past few days. There was a lot of concern about that, so I only have to think that the Democratic organization in Erie County and in that district really kicked into high gear yesterday, got their people to the polls, and had them vote for Mark Panopinto. By the same token, for Mark Rosani to come up with the total that he did, which was, I think, 29 or 30%, is also a huge testament to him for people who went down on the independence line way down at the bottom of the ballot and found his name and voted for him. Just not enough, and it's just not enough, I think, on one of those minor party lines to pull it off against major party efforts.
In terms of the major parties, we've been hearing throughout Morning Edition about the Republican victory in the U.S. Senate. They'll take majority control moving forward. But in New York State, some interesting trends. We see a 30-year-old Republican woman winning the congressional seat in New York's North District. Democrat incumbent Dan Maffei of Syracuse lost by 20 points. And Louise Slaughter, heading to her 15th term, might not be going. She just sits a few hundred votes ahead, and it looks like there's going to be a recount against her Republican challenger. When you look at all of this, you know, and in terms of what you talked to about with local Democrats, what about what appears to be a drastic shift in the electorate?
I think we're seeing a reaction to the president and his unpopularity, even in an extremely Democratic state like New York. To think that Louise Slaughter is in trouble this morning is, to me, almost unbelievable. I remember writing a column several years ago when there were only two Republican members of the House from New York. Jack Quinn was one of them, and Congressman Quinn and I talked at the time about whether or not a Republican congressman would ever happen again from the Northeast, let alone New York State, and he was pretty concerned about it. But I think we saw a moderation in a lot of the ways that the Republican Party attacked this national election. And, boy, you can see those results reflected even in Democratic New York.
Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy, he has been with us every week for the last several weeks as we've broken down politics here in Western New York. And